Ben, thank you so much. Tonight also, we are remembering a key figure in the fight for civil rights in this country, Vernon Jordan. A lawyer and an ally of former President Bill Clinton has passed away at the age of 85. His niece says he passed away peacefully last night. And Jordan never held a political position, but his legacy is being felt tonight throughout D.C. and in many corners of the country. The man who broke barriers and rose through the ranks in Washington to become a political power broker came from humble beginnings.
My first job here in Chicago was driving a bus for the Chicago Transit Authority.
A product of public housing and the segregated South, Vernon Jordan went on to study at DePaul University and was the only black student in his class.
There were only five blacks in the entire student body.
DePaul University expanded my mind and prepared me to serve.
He earned a law degree from Howard University and then began a career in the nation's capital that would soon skyrocket. Jordan joined the NAACP and the United Negro College Fund, later taking helm of the National Urban League in 1971. He was a champion of civil rights and became a face for jobs and justice.
His incredible breadth of contributions are really unmatched in modern American history. When he led the National Urban League in some times of great challenge and difficulty, he completely ensconced us in the public policy world.
In 1980, he was shot and nearly killed by a white supremacist outside his hotel in Indiana. 3 months and five surgeries later, though, he was back fighting for change in business and in politics.
Many Americans know him as an advisor to President Clinton, which he was, and he was an advisor to many.
He formed a friendship with former President Bill Clinton, becoming a close advisor and crucial piece of his first campaign back in the 90s. The former president remembering Jordan as someone who, quote, never gave up on his friends or his country. A renowned lawyer, corporate influencer, and passionate activist, Jordan received more than 55 honorary degrees in his lifetime.
The person who always had a great story, always had a great sense of humor, and at the very same time was down to earth and never lost a common touch.
His niece confirmed he died peacefully Monday night at the age of 85.
Wow, and it's such a familiar face from the Clinton years. That's my most vivid memory of him, and they were very close. He was never in any official capacity, but was a very close advisor and really became a D.C. power broker. But an amazing life story.
Yep, impact and legacy.
Absolutely.
Celebrating that tonight.
Sleep well, sir.